You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Tonight, Columbus City Council is considering whether an amendment to the city's charter, called the Columbus Community Bill of Rights, is legal. The council can adopt it wholesale, or they can send it to the Board of Elections for consideration ahead of the November ballot. If voters go for it, Columbus would have control over oil and gas drilling within city limits. But that appears to conflict with state law. Carolyn Harding is a co-organizer of the Columbus Community Bill of Rights. She joins me now by phone. Carolyn, a 2004 law says the state of Ohio has sole jurisdiction over oil and gas drilling in the state. So how is this legal?
Well, the Ohio Constitution also says that all governance is for the benefit of the people, and we have a right to alter, edit, or abolish laws that don't do that, don't take care of the people. And when communities are getting frack waste dumped into their watershed or dumped along along rivers where it can leach and leak into the water supply, and it's being enabled by the state agency, then the local people, this would be a bill that would give local people the right to confront and have the right to say no.
An Ohio Supreme Court case determined that the city of Monroe Falls couldn't make their own rules when it came to oil and gas development. How is this any different?
Well, I believe that was a zoning issue. And this is a rights-based initiative. It's not a regulation oriented issue. It's about our inalienable right for clean water, air, and soil. And it's about laws that are legal but not necessarily just.
So do you think that it'll end in a legal fight?
Oh, there's a good chance there will be legal issues and legal legal problems, but we are represented by a nonprofit legal organization called Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. And they've worked with communities all over the country dealing with corporate harms and giving communities back their right to protect their own communities. And, it's a very powerful, powerful movement. And it's a lot of communities are establishing bills of rights because state jurisdiction or preemption is not doing the job.
The ordinance's language on how fracking waste could be transported in Columbus also appears to conflict with federal law that limits restrictions on interstate commerce. Do you expect a fight there as well?
We will fight whatever legal challenges we are faced with. But the city does have laws regarding toxic, transportation. So we will work with the city in all possible ways. This is just in addition to the protective laws that the city does have. This is extra protection because most people don't realize Columbus, there's no drilling going on in Columbus, but Columbus watershed, the Upper Scioto watershed, there are 13 active toxic frack water waste injection wells taking millions of gallons of frack water waste.
Carolyn Harding, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.